Today's daf is Yevamos daf Pei Aleph, and we are at the Mishnah, 8 lines from the top of daf Pei Aleph Amid Aleph. Today's daf is being learned as a schus refuah shalema for Avadya ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmu ben Tehila, Baruch ben Rachel, Malka Miriam bas Esther, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Miriam bas Rivka, Leah Gittel bas Devorah, and Esther Kreindel bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned. Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Zecharia Shimon, Ben Rabbi Yitzchak HaKoyen, Le'ilu Nishmas, Shlomo, Ben Yibadol Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv, and today's daf is also being learned, Le'ilu Nishmas, Reb Leo Yeshua, Ben Moshe. So, today's Mishnah is going to continue to discuss the laws of a sris, and then immediately digress to talk about an adroigenis and a tumtum. So really, all the dafim that we've been learning of late are sort of me'inyin le'inyin, but also inyin. Zok the Mishnah. Sris chama koyen, shenasa bas yisra. So there was a koyen. He's a sris chama, not a sris adam. Meaning, he's somebody that was born a sris. The halacha is that if he marries a bas yisra, machila b'truma. She's allowed to eat truma. So a koyin's allowed to eat truma, a yisrael's not allowed to eat truma. However, a bas yisra that marries a koyin, because she's the kinyan kaspe of a koyin, she is allowed to eat truma. Says the Mishnah that the wife of a sris chama is allowed to eat truma. Now, this is in contrast to the wife of a Petsua Daka and a Krus Shofcha, as we saw in the first Mishnah of the Perek, where she's not allowed to eat Truma. Additionally, this would be in contrast to the wife of a Sris Adam, who would not be able to eat Truma. Because, as we saw very much in the first part of yesterday's daf, a Sris Adam is a Petsua Daka. Essentially, what the Mishnah is saying is that although a Sris Adam is a Petsua Daka, a Sris Chama is not a Petsua Daka. And being that he's not a Petsua Daka, if he marries a Bas Yisrael, there's no Avera that took place. Now, he won't be able to have a child, but there's no Avera that took place. And as a result, she would be considered an ordinary Kinyan Kaspoy. She's not a Chalala, and therefore she would be able to eat Truma. So really, this first line is a very important line in terms of understanding the halachos of the Sris, the Saris, because there's a nafgamina between a sris chama and a sris adam. A sris chama is not a p'tzua daka. A sris adam is a p'tzua daka. So yesterday's daf, we talked about the chilukim between the sris adam and the sris chama as it relates to Yevamos, the machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. When there is chalitza, when there's not chalitza, but there's really a shas nafgamina as well. One is a p'tzua daka, the other one is not a p'tzua daka. Similarly, zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon, the Tana Rabbi Yosi and the Tana Rabbi Shimon both said adroigenis koyin shenasa bas yisra. If you have a kohen who's an adroigenis who marries a bas yisrael, machila b'truma, the halacha is again she'll be able to eat truma. So this is someone that for sure is a kohen. However, he's an adroigenis. Sofik zocher, sofik nekeva. The halacha is that if an adroigenis marries a bas yisrael, this bas yisrael is allowed to eat truma. Now, at first glance, this seems like a very big chiddush because an adroigenis is someone that has the simonim of a zacher, simonim of a nekeva. As such, traditionally, the adroigenis is considered sofik zacher, sofik nekeva. Now, on the tzad that adroigenis is a zacher, if he marries a bas yisrael, the marriage is a marriage. She's kinyan kaspoy of the koyin. As a result, she'd be able to eat truma. But on the tzad that adroigenis is a nekeva, so the marriage wasn't a marriage. If it wasn't a marriage, she's not kinyan kaspoy of a koyin. Why should she be able to eat truma? So this is something that the sugyus are going to get into. Rabbi Yehuda, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda says tumtum shenikra. If there was a tumtum. Now, a tumtum is like an adroigenis in that in halacha, he's treated as a sofik zacher, sofik nekeva, but the metzius is different. The adroigenis has simonim of a zacher and simonim of a nekeva. The tumtum, oisoi makoim, is covered, and as a result, we don't know whether he's a zacher or a nekeva. So Rabbi Yehuda is talking about a situation where there was a tumtum, shenikra, the area that was covering oisoi makoim tor, so that now we can determine whether this person's a zacher or a nekeva, v'nimtza zacher, and it turned out this person was a zacher. Lo yachloitz, this person would not be able to do chalitza mipnei shehu kesaris, because he's treated like a saris. And just like a saris, certain sarisim anyways, machlokes Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, which one, can't do chalitza, so too this tumtum, hagamis nimtza zachar, but he's still a saris, and as a result, he would not be able to do chalitza. Adroigenis noise, an adroigenis can marry a woman. avoloi nisa, however, can't be married to a man. Meaning the adroigenus, even though, again, he has simonim of a zachar and an akeva, and therefore, loosely, he's a suffix zachar, suffix nakeva. If he marries an akeva, the marriage would be a marriage. If he got married to a zachar, it would not be a marriage. As if to say that adroigenus, his ikr tzad, is that he's a zachar. So adroigenus, no, he's a nakeva. However, loy nisa to a zachar. Rabbi Eliezer says, adroigenus chayov and olof skila ke zachar. If a zachar would be ba on an adroigenus, he would be chayev skila, just like if he was ba on a zachar. Again, because we treat the adroigenus as a zachar, and would be considered mishkev zachar. So this mishnah is a lot of bullet points. It's a lot of one-line halachas. Every line that we just mentioned is loaded, and the Gemara is going to go in to discuss everything that we just said. So, beginning with the first halach of the Mishnah, Sris Chama Koyin Shenos Bas Yisrael Machila B'Truma. So, you have a Koyin that married a Bas Yisrael. This Koyin is a Sris Chama. He's someone that doesn't have the ability to have children, but it's because of an illness. It's because of something that he was born with. Yesterday's daf, the Gemara talked about what would cause someone to become a Sris Chama. But the point is, he's a Sris Chama. He married a Bas Yisrael. The halach is that she's allowed to eat shum. And the Gemara says, pshita, isn't it obvious? Now, when we learned that line in the Mishnah, we thought it was a little bit of a chiddush, because the Sris Adam we saw in yesterday's daf is a Ptzua Daka. A Ptzua Daka is not allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. In the event that there's a bia, she would then be rendered a chalala. As such, she would not be able to eat truma. But that's just to us that was a chiddush. Meaning, we thought if the Sris Adam is a Ptzua Daka, you would think maybe the Sris Chama should also be a Petzua Daka. But the Gemara knew that's not the case. And the Gemara understood it so pashit that even though the Sris Adam is a Petzua Daka, but the Sris Chama is not a Petzua Daka, ad kedei kach, the Gemara says, pshita, the halacha of the Mishnah is so pashit, it's so obvious. He's not a Petzua Daka. He's a Kayan, she's a Bas Yisrael, she's Kinyan Kaspa, they can get married, so why shouldn't she be able to eat Ruma? The Gemara is going to have to come on to an interesting Havamina to explain what the Chiddush of the Mishnah even is. And the Gemara says, I'll tell you what it is. Maldutim, I would have thought, when the pasuk says that the wife of a kohen is allowed to eat truma, so it says the kohen kikna nefesh kinyan kaspoy. The pasuk says, "Yilid beisoy." Any children that they're going to have also are going to be able to eat truma. So the Gemara said that there would have been a havamina that you make a drasha that the only time the kohen ki ikne nefesh kinyan kasboy hu yoichaboy is if it's possible for there to be a v'yalid beisoy heim yoichlu belachmoy. But let's say you have a man that's a stress, he can't have any children. As a result, it's not possible that there'll ever be a yalid beisoy. So maybe in such a case, even the kinyan kasboy won't be able to eat truma. You would have thought that the only time Kinyan Kaspa eats truma, the only time the first part of the pasuk is true, the reisha, is if it's possible to have a sefer. It's possible that the second part of the pasuk would be true as well. It's possible that there would be a v'yalid beisoy heim yoichlu v'lachmoy. But a stris chama, even though he's not a p'tzua daka, but he cannot have any children, so the second part of the pasuk is not possible to be emes. So I would have thought maybe the first part also not. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, that a stris chama, A, he's not a p'tzua daka, therefore his wife's not a chalala, and there's also no t'nai that the only time he could be maichel b'truma is if there's a v'yalid beisoy heim yoichlu b'lachmai. So moving along to the second halacha of the Mishnah, and that's going to be malava us until the end of the daf, and really deep into tomorrow's daf. And that is Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon Oymer. Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon both said, Adroigenes Kayin, if you have a Kayin, he's an Adroigenes, Shenos Abbas Yisrael, he married Abbas Yisrael, Machil B'Truma, the halach is, he could be Michael or B'Truma. So again, let's just make sure we get the case clear. An Adroigenes, like a Tumtum, is someone that's mentioned throughout Shas as being someone to whom it's unclear whether is a Zachar or an Akev. The metzias, however, of an adroigenus and a tumtum is different. A tumtum is someone that's either a zachar or an akeva, we just don't know. Because there's or that's being mechased at the area that would make that determination. An adroigenus is someone that has clear simonim of a zachar and clear simonim of an akeva. And because this person has simon zachar, simon akeva, so the Tanoim and Amiroim debated how halacha should actually treat this person. Should we treat this person like a zachar? Should we treat this person like an akeva? And that's very much going to be the sugya from here until the end of the pack. But the halacha of our Mishnah, which was stated by the Tanoim, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon, was talking specifically as it relates to the halach of Truma, which has been the topic of the last few weeks. So Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon both said that if you have an adroigenus, that's a koyein, he married a Bas Yisrael, so the halach is this Bas Yisrael, as a result of the fact that she just married an adroigenus, would be able to eat Truma. And again, the muschul rishon is, like we spoke out when we learned the Mishnah, is that this is a chiddush, because an adroigenus doesn't sound like a vadai zachar. So if he's not a vadai zachar, Sufik, how is it possible that this Bas Yisrael, because of the fact that she might be married to a Kohen, would be able to eat Truma? The Isser to eat Truma is a very, very chomer Isser. Azar that eats Truma's chayv misa b'dei shamayim. As a result, how can it be that a woman that's married to an androgynous, where for sure there's some issue in this marriage, we would say, oh, she's kinyan kaspev, an androgynous Kohen, and as a result, she's able to eat Truma. If he's a Zachar, yeah, but if he's in a Keva, so it's true, this adroigenus is a koye, no one's denying that, but maybe a bas koye. And as a result, she has no ability to be married to him. So the Gemara is going to bring now a discussion, Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, a machlekes, how to understand what the sheet of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon was. Again, clearly a chiddush, it needs a hezber. Tamei Ram discuss what the hezber is. Amar Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish comes first. He said, machil b'truma, fein machil b'chaz v'shoy. When the Mishnah said that an adroigenus that marries a bas Yisrael machil b'truma, it meant only truma, as opposed to chaz of a sheik. So, the kinyan kaspi of a kohen is allowed to eat truma. We know that. Not just that, she's also allowed to eat the chaza and the sheik. So the chaza and the sheik were parts of the carbon shlamim that were given to the kohanim. Just like truma was given to the kohanim, so the chaza of a sheik of the shlamim was also given to the kohanim. It was matnas kuna. So if a man's a kohen, he comes home from Davoid in the Beis Hamikdash, he brings Chaz of a Sheik with him, his wife, so allowed to eat the Chaz of a Sheik. Said Rish Lakish, that when Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon said that the wife of an Adroigenus is allowed to eat Truma, they only meant Truma, but they never meant the Chaz of a Sheik. Rabbi Yochanan said, Af machil b'chaz of a Sheik. No, that she's allowed to eat Truma, she's also allowed to eat Chaz of a Sheik. So the Gemara explains, so Rish Lakish, according to Rish Lakish, why would you say that she could eat truma, but not chaz of a shayk? Meaning, maishna chaz of a shayk. Why can't she eat the chaz of a shayk? Probably deiraisa. Because in order to eat chaz of a shayk, you have to be a kayin mid-deiraisa. So if you have to be a kayin on a deiraisa level, or an aishas kayin on a deiraisa level, you're dealing with something that's deiraisa only for the kayhanim and not for the zarim. Being that she's married to an adroigenus, so there's some element of suffolk over here, therefore she can't eat from the chaz of a shayk, the truma nami deiraisa. So how could truma be any different? So Rish Lakish explained the shita. Here's the punchline. Rish Lakish said that I hold that Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, that said that the wife and adroigenus lady truma, they meant only bizman azeh. Bizman azeh meaning, now that there's no Beis HaMikdash, now that there's no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, because right now there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's no Chiyuv Truma Midei Raisa, the whole Truma is only a Derabbanon. Oh, you're dealing with a Derabbanon. So we hear Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon said that a Bas Kohen that's married to an Adroigenus would be able to eat Truma. However, Chaz of a Shoik, which by definition would be Bizman She Beis HaMikdash Kaim, no Chaz of a Shoik today, so obviously it would only be Bizman She Beis HaMikdash Kaim. So that's for sure a regular Dindei Raisa. So that's a Dindei Raisa that. In other words, what Rish Lakish was saying is that it's only Truma Derabbanon. There we're Mekel and we say that the wife of an Adroigenus is able to eat Truma. However, as it relates to any Din Deiraisa, that not. So the Gemara clarifies a little bit more. We're not finished. Abu Bismach Beis HaMikdash Kayim my life. So you're telling me that Rish Lakish only holds that Truma Bisman Azeh, an Eishas Kohen is allowed to marry, but is allowed to eat. However, if it's Truma Bismach Beis HaMikdash Kayim, then it wouldn't be okay. So freak the Gemara, if that's the case, Adatoni Eimachil because of a Shoy. So why then did Rish Lakish, when he was discussing what this woman can eat and can not eat, she could eat truma, she can eat chaz of a shayk. Lift like the listni bidida. He didn't have to varf to chaz of a shayk. Could have stayed focused on truma. And this is what Rish Lakish could have said. When is it true that a woman that marries an adroigenus lady truma, that's only bizman azeh with the truma's derabbanon? But if it was bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim, when there was kedushas eretz Yisrael, if it would have been truma deiraisa, then not. So why did Rish Lakish, says the Gemara, compare and contrast whether she could eat truma or chaz of a shayk? If the punchline of truma is truma bizman azeh, it's not that she could always eat truma, it's truma bizman azeh. So within truma alone, he could have been mechalik between truma bizman azeh and truma bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayim. So the Gemara says, Rish Lakish could have said that's true. And in fact, Rish Lakish did say that. Hachi nami ka'amar. That really is what Rish Lakish said. Somebody said. Rish Lakish said, machila b'tshuma, ve'im machila b'chaz v'shayi. Gemara says, no, let me explain to what Rish Lakish meant. He's meant to say, kishu machila, machila b'tshuma b'zman hazeh d'rabbanan. What he meant to say was that b'zman hazeh, that is no Beis HaMikdash. B'zman hazeh, all there is Truma the Rabbana. Because all there is Truma the Rabbana, is for that reason, she could eat Truma. However, ve'ein machila b'zman chaz v'shayik, but in the time that there was chaz v'shayik, meaning at the time that there was a Beis HaMikdash, then she was not allowed to eat chaz v'shayik. She couldn't eat Truma d'iraisa, v'afila b'truma d'rabbanan. And she also couldn't eat Truma d'rabbanan, dil ma'asi la'oichla b'truma d'iraisa, because we were concerned that if she would eat Truma d'rabbanan, she may come to eat Truma d'iraisa as well. The line is a little bit too fine, and it's for that reason Reish Lakish said it the way he said it. In other words, Amar Reish Lakish, let's just revisit the line. Machila b'truma v'ein machila b'chaz v'shayik. Reish Lakish is saying that machila b'truma, when the Mishnah says Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon, both say Adragin is kain shenasa b'asishon machila b'truma, they mean tafke truma b'zman hazeh. Because truma b'zman hazeh is derabbanon, and for a truma derabbanon, the marriage to an Adragin is genuga marriage. Again, more about this in the coming sugyas, but for now, the marriage to an adroginus is enough to allow her to eat truma derabbanon. Avol bizman chaz v'shoik, but in the time that there was a Beis HaMikdash, when there was chaz v'shoik, and there was also truma d'iraisa, then she would not have been able to eat even truma derabbanon, because if you allow her to eat truma derabbanon, there's a gzera, she may come to eat truma d'iraisa. So really, Reish Lakish is saying two things. Number one, Reish Lakish is saying is machila only truma derabbanon. Number two, even truma derabbanon, Reish Lakish is saying it's only bizman hazeh, where all there is Truma Derabanan. But Bizman Shebeis HaMikdash HaYikayim, if you would have Truma Derabanan in that time, Dalacha, she would not be able to eat it. Gzeira, she may come to eat Truma Derayisa. That's Reish Lakish Hashita. Rabbi Yochanan said, Af Machila B'chaz V'Shoik. Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan holds that when the Mishnah says that an Adrogin is Koyin, Shanasa B'Hashishon Machila B'Truma, it doesn't only mean Truma Bizman Hazeh, it doesn't only mean Truma de Rabbanon, it means even Truma de Raisa, and it means even Chaz of a Shaykh, because Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon are of the opinion that the Adroginus is a Zachar, and as a result, she is able to eat Truma 100%. So we have a Machloikis, Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, what Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon meant. According to Reish Lakish, Adroginus coined Shinasa Basitron Machil Betruma, it's only Truma Mizman Azad de Rabbanon. Even Truma de Rabbanon you couldn't eat. Bizman Shemesa Mikdash Ayikayim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's even Chaz of a Shaykh, and let me buy a Truma Deirai. So, the halacha is, she would be able to eat whatever she needs. So, what is the machloikis? So, Rashi's Mefarish. Rashi says the machloikis is a fundamental machloikis in terms of understanding what the Shita of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon is as it relates to an Adroiganus. Reish Lakish held that Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon hold that an Adroiganus is a Sufik Zachar, Sufik Negeva. So as it relates to Dina Deiraisa, such as Truma Deiraisa, or such as Chaz V'Shoik, she wouldn't be able to eat. As it relates to Truma Derabbanon, being that it's only Derabbanon, Sveiki Derabbanon, we're going to go Lakula. And even by Truma Derabbanon, we're only going to go Lakula Bizman Hazeh, where there is no Truma Deiraisa. But once upon a time where there were Dina Deiraisa, you're going to tell me it's Mutam Derabbanon, it's Asim Deiraisa, I'm afraid of that, and therefore it's going to be a problem. But as it relates to understanding the status of an Adroiganus, Reish Lakish held that Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon held that the Adroiganus is a Sufik Zachar, Sufik Nekeva, therefore it only works for Dina Derabbanan. Rabbi Yochanan, however, held, Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon held that the Adroiganus is a Vadai Zachar. If he's a Vadai Zachar, so it's going to work not only for Truma Bizman Hazeh Derabbanan, but it's going to work for Truma Deiraisa, and it's going to work for true. It's going to work for Chaz V'Shoik as well. Now Tosfos speaks out, third Tosfos on the Yomid, Dibur HaMaskel, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, that really in the course of the sugya that we're going to learn, it's going to emerge that Rabbi Yochanan's, actually let's go weiter. Zok Tigmar, Amalei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, so Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, Mi Savris Truma Bizman Hazeh Derabbanon, is it true you hold Truma Bizman Hazeh Derabbanon? Now, how do you know Reish Lakish held that Truma Bizman Hazeh is Derabbanon? Because that's what Reish Lakish said. Reish Lakish said that the whole halacha of Rabbi Yosi and Rabbi Shimon is talking about Bizman Hazeh. Because Truma Bizman Hazeh is Derabbanon. And therefore, even though an Adroiganus is only a Safik Zacha, Safik Nekeva, still the halacha is, shouldn't be able to eat Truma. So this is clearly predicated on an assumption that Truma Bizman Hazeh is Derabbanon. So Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish, is that true? Is it true that Truma Bizman Hazeh is Derabbanon? I'm only in. He said, yes, I do hold Truma Bizman Hazeh Derabbanon, and I'll tell you how I know it. Sha'ani Shoina, because I have a Braisa. The Braisa is Igul Be'igulim. That's what that Braisa is. And the Braisa says that Igul Be'igulim is Oila, And from that halacha, I know that Truma Bizvan Azeh is the Rabban. So what's this halacha of Igul Bi'igulim Oyla? And how do you know from there that Truma Bizvan Azeh is the Rabban? And so Rashi explains. Number one, what is an eagle? So once upon a time, a very common delicacy that people would eat were cakes that were made of pressed figs. So you would take figs, a bunch of them, you would press them, you'd put them in a mold, and you would serve it as a cake. These cakes were round, and that's why they were referred to as an eagle. Eagle is round. So these were round cakes, and this is something that comes up throughout Shas in different contexts, from Perek Eilu Metzias all the way around. This is something that you always find. Again, something that once upon a time was very common. Today, you have to be a shtickle historian to know exactly what this is. But the bottom line is, we have a Bryce over here that's talking about there were a whole bunch of these pressed figs. Now, it turns out that one of them was Truma, but most of them were Chulin. Or, they were all Truma. One of them was Truma Tmeya. The other ones were Truma Tahira. Now, as it relates to Truma and Chulin, a kain's allowed to eat truma, a zar is not allowed to eat truma. So if you have truma that's nisariv with chulin, if you're a kain, no worries. But if you're a Yisrael, it's a little bit of a problem. Am I allowed to eat this? Am I not allowed to eat this? There's a little bit of truma over here. The chulin I can eat, but the truma, I'm not allowed to eat. As it relates to truma tmei that was nisariv with truma tayir, that's a problem for everybody. That's not only a problem for the Yisrael, that's a problem for the kain as well. The kain's allowed to eat truma tayir, but the kain's not allowed to eat truma tmei. But the bottom line is you have a taruvus over here of these igule devela, where you have a little bit of, let's pick the case of Truma Tahira, and it was Nisarev with a lot of Chulin. Says the Mishnah Oila. The halacha is, there's going to be a Shir Bittel. Meaning, we know anytime there's a Taruv, there's a Issa V'Heter, there's a halacha Bittel. What's the Shir Bittel? What is the ratio of Issa to Heter have to be in order for there to be Bittel? So ordinarily, it's Shishim. However, in certain instances, the Shir is a little bit different. As it relates to Truma, which is what we're talking about, the shear is 100. It's batel be'echad u'meya, which means 1 to 100. Not 101, it's batel to 100. That's always what the shear is. So it says the Braisa that in the event that you had a pressed fig cake, that was Truma, it was Nisari Bigulin with a whole bunch of other such cakes that were chulin. The halacha is oila. You have a regular halacha bittel. Now Rish Lakish learned this halacha, and Rish Lakish was very bothered with this. The reason Rish Lakish was very bothered with this is because Rish Lakish knew the halacha that everybody knows, and that is that even though there's halacha bittel, but a davar chashev is not batel. So if you have a davar chashev that's nisarif, that davar chashev is not going to be batel. Rish Lakish held that this cake was chashev. Again, you had to be there, but he held this was chashev, and because it was chashev, so it's for that reason it shouldn't be batel. And by the way, it's going to emerge from the Gemara that the reason Rish Lakish holds that this cake was chashev is because if you went to the local makolet and you wanted to buy these cakes, so the way it would work is the seller would count the cakes before he sold it. So you would say, don't give me just a lot. No, you want one, you want two, you want three, you want seven, right? So that's the way it was sold. And being that people counted it, that in and of itself is a reason for it to be chashev. But Rish Lakish was then bothered. So his kasha was that why is eagle be gulim oila? L'chayra, you're dealing with a davar chashev. And if you're dealing with a davar chashev, so l'chayra, shouldn't be batel. It's something that people count. So Rish Lakish said, you know what pshat must be? Pshat must be because we're dealing with Truma Bizman Hazeh. And Truma Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbana. I mean that Truma Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbana and said, therefore, we could be Mekel. Oh, so Rish Lakish said, this is my proof that Truma Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbana. But the emphasis to understand this Gemara properly, we just have to add one more knetch that Rashi adds. And that is, we're dealing with figs. Figs are anyways not subject to Truma Deiraisa. Dagon Tiroish and Yitzer, according to most Rishonim, is the only time Yechayv and Truma Deiraisa. So you're dealing with figs. Figs is anyways the Rabbanan. So what's that have to do with Truma Bizman Hazeh? Figs is the Chmamon of Shach the Rabbanan. Nobody can argue with that. Can't argue that figs is the Rabbanan. So Rashi's Masber, because Rish Lakish held that if Truma Bizman Hazeh would be Deiraisa, even though the Truma of figs is only the Rabbanan wouldn't have been Mekel by figs. Because Rabbanan would have been concerned that if you're going to be Mekel by figs, you'll end up being Mekel by grapes, and therefore sure Truma is Deiraisa. Being that Truma Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanan, so there is no musig of Truma Deiraisa anyways, so then we could be Mekel, and we could say, if you have a Taru voice, even though this is Taka, Dover Chashev, this Dover Chashev is going to be bottled. But the bottom line is, this is long-winded. The Gemara just says three words. Ego be Igulam Ayla. Taflerin the Hilgarashi to understand Pashup Shah what's going on in this Gemara. And that is says Rish Lakish, from the fact that you find Igul Bigulin Bizman Azez Oilo, that must be a raya that Chuma Bizman Azez the Rabbanon. Because if Chuma Bizman Azez the Raisa, then you would be Machmer and you would say it's a Dabar Chashev. How could a Dabar Chashev like this be Batal? Even though the Igule Dvela, anyways, is the Rabbanon. But if there's a concept of Chuma Bizman Azez the Raisa, then we should be Machmer even by the Igule Dvela. So from the fact that we're not Machmer by the Igulin, that must be a raya that Chuma Bizman Azez the Rabbanon. So again, Rabbi Yochanan tells Rish Lakish, you hold Chuma Bizman Azez is the Rabbanon. So he said, absolutely. In, yes, Shani Shoina, I have a braisa that says Igul be Igul Amayla. So Rabbi Yechanan told him, I'm a late, so he said, I hear your braisa. You have a braisa that says Igul be Igul Amayla. However, Haloy Ani Shoina, you see the symmetry, Chaticha Bechaticha is Oyla. I have a different braisa. I have a braisa that says Chaticha Bechaticha is Oyla. And from that braisa, I know that Hanocha that you made in your long shtickle Torah and this Langer Rashi is incorrect. Now, what's this braisa of chaticha b'chaticha soil? The Gemara is going to ask the question. The Gemara is going to discuss my chaticha, what is the braisa? But just bal peh, the Gemara is going to be discussing a case where there was a chaticha of a korban chatos, and it was nesarev with other chatichos. It's going to be a reisha and a sefer to the braisa. But the point is, there was a chaticha, and the halacha is that it's oila, meaning there's a halacha of bittel. So Rabbi Yochanan told Rish Lakish, one thing is clear, I think we could all agree on, that if you have a piece of chatas, we're dealing with something that a zar is not allowed to eat midday raisa, right? Truma we can clear in Truma Bizman Azeh, we're dealing with figs, we're dealing with corn, right? But a chatas is a chatas is a chatas. So obviously, if you're dealing with a chatas, for sure this is something that's us midday raisa. A chaticha of a chatas is the equivalent of an eagle of devela. Meaning, these cakes were a shtickle chashuv. People used to count them before they sold them. The chatas was the same way. Or, forget chatas, a piece of flesh is the same way. It's a piece of meat. It's also something that's it's a davar chashev. You don't sell it based on a guesstimate. You weigh it, you measure it. That's the way this is sold. And still you see there's a halacha bittel, even though it's a din d'oraisa. So what do you see from here? The fact that igul b'igulim oila zok Rabbi Yochanan to Reish Lakish is not a raya that Truma Bizman Azeh is the Rabbanon. Because chaticha b'chaticha is also oila. And that's zikhar a din d'oraisa. What do you see from here? Aye, a davar chashev is not bottles. So Rabbi Yochanan said, you know what you see? That something that people sometimes count doesn't necessarily make it a davar chashev to say that there's going to be no bittel. And if that's the case, Rav Shlakish, it hotnish kain raya that Chuma Bizman Azeh is the Rabban. Rav Shlakish was proving that Chuma Bizman Azeh is the Rabban from the fact that Igul B'Igulim is Oila. What's the raya? The raya is, why is it bottle? It's a davar chashev. A davar chashev shouldn't be bottle. It must be it's only the Rabbanon. It's only the Rabbanon, that's why it could be bottle. So, Rav Yochanan, I have an exact case, a perfect comparable to your case, where it's zikr de rice and you have the same halacha that it's bottle. You can't tell me you're shtickle Torah over there. Must be you're making a mistake somewhere in your premise, Rish Lakish. You know what the Torah is? You hold that something that people count, something like a cake of figs is chashev. Vaistois and it chashev. What is chashev? There are things that are more chashev than that. And that must be where the halach of Dabar chashev was said. And Rish Lakish explained it a little bit better. Again, this Gemara is written very, very cryptically. You can't learn this Gemara. You can't learn any Gemara. But this Gemara, your mamash can't even get. Can't even read the words, can't teach it without Rashi. So said Rabbi Yochanan, Misavris. Do you hold kol shadarko limnoi shaninu? No, es shadarko limnoi shaninu. And Rabbi Yochanan continued to Reish Lakish, again, in riddles. And he said, I know where you're coming from. Because you think, there's a Mishnah, as we're about to see, where the Mishnah discusses something that people count being considered chashev. You must have understood kol shadarko limnoi shaninu, that it's something that some people count. Kol meaning some people, which is counterintuitive. But kol shadarko limnoi shaninu, something that some people count, or sometimes people count, that would be enough for it to be a davar chashev. Therefore, you hold the ego be igulim is a davar chashev, and therefore you want to prove from there that Truma Bizman Azeh is the Rabbanon. No, it's a mistake. Es shadarko limnoi shaninu. The only time something is considered a davar chashev is if it's something that everybody counts. Therefore, the ego be igulim is not considered a davar chashev. The chaticha, but the chaticha is not a davar chashev, and you can't prove from the fact that ego be igulim is aylo that Truma Bizman Azeh is the Rabbanon. So Rabbi Yochanan told Reish Lakish that I disagree with your premise. I even know where you're coming from. I understand why you made a mistake. Ah, mi savris kol shadarko limnoi shaninu. I know you learned the Mishnah. You had a certain girsa in the Mishnah. It's the wrong girsa. I have the right girsa. And based on my girsa, everything is going to be okay. So the Gemara says, Maihi, what is this Mishnah? What are we even arguing about? Says the Gemara, the Tanan, it's a Mishnah in Mesechtis Arla. Misha hayu lechavilei tilson. Somebody had bundles of tilson. Tilson is fenugreek. Of the simonim on Rosh Hashanah fame. So kilei akerem, and they were kilei akerem. So the lachav kilei akerem is you're not allowed to plant any kalayim inside a vineyard. If you not never allowed to plant kalayim, if you plant it in a vineyard, it's a lot more chomer. The lach is yidluku. You have to burn it. It's asabano. So if somebody had bundles of fenugreek of kilei akerem, the lach is you have to burn it. It's kilei akerem. Nisaru b'cheres. What happens if they were nisarav in a taruvos? So the lach is kulam yidluku divrei Rameir. The lach is they all have to be burnt. That's Rameir holds. Meaning Rameir holds that even though there's a lach of by kilei akerem, however, not chavilei tulsim, because chavilei tulsim is a dover chashiv, and a dover chashiv, as we're about to see, is not going to be bottle. Chomer say no, there is chavilei tulsim our bottle. Yalu be'echonu masayim, it's bottle but 200. So kilei akerem is another one of those anomalies to the ordinary halachas of bittel. It's not bottle b'shishim, it's not 100 like truma, rather it's 200. But either way, see, if a machleik is Rameir in the chachamim, whether chavilei tulsim's bottle, it's not bottle. Rameir says that the halacha is it's not bottle. So if it's nesarev, doesn't matter how much hetter you have. You have 200 kulam yidluku. Why? Shoyer Rameir used to say kol shadarkin limno is makadosh. Anything that people sometimes count is going to be considered something that you cannot be bottle. They said ain't makadosh elo shishit var mavat. I agree with this concept. I agree with the premise that there are things that are chashiv that are not bottle, but it's only six things. Rameir said shiva. No, it's not six things. It's seven things. Elohim, what are these six things or seven things? Goizei perik, certain types of nuts, remaini badan, certain types of pomegranates. V'chaviyoy stumay sealed barrels of wine, the chalfei tardin, stalks of beets, the chal kulche grub, stalks of cabbage, the last yavanas, a Greek gourd. He said that even the bundles of the loaves of bread of the balabayas, that's also considered a davar chashiv. Now, as it relates to all these things, haruim la arlo, the kilei akerem, any one of these things that could be arlo. So then, if these things were arlo and they were nesarev and chulin, there would be no bittul. If any, whichever one of these things are subject to kilei akerem, if they were nesarev with heter, they would make the other things kilei akerem. Meaning, of the list that we just mentioned, some of them, just based on the laws of arla, could be arla, right? Arla has to be a fruit. Some of them could be kilei akerem. Whichever ones are subject to kilei akerem, if they're kilei akerem in the event of, and then they're nesarev, there'd be no bittul. The ones that could be arla, in the event of, you would have the halacha of arla. But the bottom line is that what you see from this Mishnah, there was machlokes Rameir and the Chachamim, what the criteria is for something to be considered a double chashiv, that it should not be bottled. They were arguing with regards to chavilei tilsim. By the way, this gemara that we're learning right now, it's not such an easy gemara, but it's a real shas gemara. These gemaras come up a lot. Whenever they come up, they're hard, but very yisoidistic. But you have machlokes Rameir and the Chachamim regarding bundles of fenugreek. Is it a davar chashiv? Is it not a davar chashiv? Rameir said yes, and therefore, if it's kilei akerem, the halacha is, it's nesarev, you could have 500 times heter, it doesn't matter what the ratio and the proportions are. Kulam yidluku. The halacha is everything is going to be a problem. The Chachamim said no. Chachamim hold, there are six things that are chashiv. Rabbi Akiva has a seventh thing that is chashiv. Tilson doesn't make the cut. And as a result, it's not going to be considered enough of a davar chashiv. But Rameir, b'lashoyna yazov, when he said that chavilei tilson is considered chashiv, said, quote, kol shedarkoi limonois mikadesh. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, we're arguing what exactly Rameir meant. Rabbi Yochanan saw, Rabbi Yochanan held, es shedarkoi limnois shaninu. Rashi, shemiyuchid b'minyan shaninu, delay batal. Something that's miyuchid, something that everybody counts. Tilkoch, Rashi says, it's for that reason, the chatichos and the igulin, even though people count them, for sure, but it's not miyuchid leminyan. And because it's not miyuchid leminyan, it's not exclusively counted, so therefore it's not considered chashiv enough. Reish Lakish, kol shadar kolim leshaninu. Reish Lakish said, no, that as long as people sometimes, Rashi, afilu leprakim, even if people sometimes count it, that's enough, and it's for that reason, eagle is considered a davar chashiv, and just coming full circle. So Reish Lakish held that anything that people sometimes count is considered a davar chashiv. So if you have something that people sometimes count, that's enough for it to be a davar chashiv. So Reish Lakish had ge'art, eagle be gulim, da loch is oyla, ay, it's a davar chashiv. A davar chashiv is not bottle. Kointer, a mayor that holds, kol shadar kulim no shanino, and the word is kol, not es, kol. So this is something that zikha people sometimes count. If people sometimes count, it's a davar chashiv. So why is da loch that oyla, it's bottle, must be, oh, trum is man azez the rabbon. That was his proof that trum is man azez the rabbon. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it's not considered a davar chashiv. I ram mayor. Even Rameir said, Es shadar kulim lo shanino. And therefore Rabbi Yochanan said, it's not a davar chashiv, it could be it's a din dayraisa. Could be true as manazeh is mid dayraisa. Afal pikin, it's not going to be bottle. So really, the machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, whether Chumas Manazez the Rabbanu or Chumas Manazez the Raisa, it boils down to another machlokes. Reb Meir in Mesachtas Arla, when he said his famous line, Kol Shadarki Limnois Mekadesh, did he mean Kol Shadarki Limnois or did he mean Es Shadarki Limnois? So we have a machlokes and say the Zeroim of Truma Bismanazed, they rise to the Rabbanon, and what's it really Tolian? A Sugyan Yerudeya. It's a Sugyan Basav of Taruvis. Whether, when we say Dover Choshev, Dover Shedarka Limonos, does it mean something that exclusively people count? Or Afilu Leprokim, Rashi's Lashon. Even if it's something that people sometimes count, it's a classic example of a derivative Machloikis, where the Shirish of the Machloikis is a Sugya in Hilchas Taruvis. What results, because of all the cheshbonis, is going to be a shiloh, whether Truma Bismanazez de Raisa or Truma Bismanazez de Rabban. But we're not finished. Rabbi Yochanan himself proved out his opinion. He had a raya. He said, I'll prove to you I'm right, because Echab Nacha Braisa. The Braisa that says, Chaticha bet Chaticha is oilo. Where if you have a piece of basar, which is kachim, specifically it's a chatas, it was nesarif with other basar, the halach is its bottle. So Rabbi Yochanan told Rish Lakish, Lachura, two things. Number one, to me, the chatichas basa is just as chashiv as your gulei dveila. Correct? L'chayr. He said, number two, when we talk about a chatas, it's zicha dairaisa. Right? There's no chatas bizman azay derabanan. Of course, it's dairaisa. And afal pikein, you see this bittel. Shab yechon to reish lakish, mazel tov. Klar, I'm right. Right? It's posha checkmate. There's no way to argue this. You see clearly that the fact that a dover that is kol shadarko limnois is bottle is not a raya that it's a derabanan, because from chaticha bechaticha, you see clearly not that way. So the Gemara now is going to begin, we'll really resume this tomorrow, but the Gemara is going to at least begin the discussion of Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish as it relates to this braisa of chaticha bechaticha. But first, the Gemara says, my chaticha, what is this braisa even all about? The time we learned to the braisa, chaticha shechatas tmeya. There was a chaticha, a person had a piece of chatas tmeya. So it's a piece of chatas flesh, it's tmeya. So this is a problem, right? Nobody could eat this. A chatas is kachikadash. Only Kehanim are allowed to eat Kachi Kadashim. But Chatas Temeya, that has a din that you have to burn, and as a result, no one's allowed to eat it. So this piece of Chatas Temeya was Nesarva b'meya chatichas of Chatois Tohiris. It was Nesarva in 100 chatichas of Chatois Tohiris, meaning there's a proper shir bittel. V'chein prusa shalachim aponim, or there was a piece of the lachim aponim Temeya, which was tummy. Again, no one could eat it. Shen Nesarva b'meya prusa shalachim aponim Tohiris. It was Nesarva in 100 prusa shalachim aponim, that's tar. Talot. Halacha is, there's going to be a din bittel. This was Rabbi Yochanan's Grace of Brais, that he saw clearly that a chatichas basar has a din betel. Rabbi Yehuda said, loital, there's no betel. Aval chaticha shal chatas toirish and esarv b'meir chaticha shal chulun toirish. What would be if you had not a chaticha shal chatas tmeya, but rather a chaticha shal chatas tohoira, that was nesarv b'meir chaticha shal chulun toirish, v'chein prusa shalachim aponim, you had a piece of lachim aponim, tohoira, shen esarv b'meir prusa shal chulun toirish. So in this case, the chatas is not tmeya, lachapanim is not tmeya, it's tahira. So what's the taruvah? The taruvah is, it was nesarev with chulin. In that case, divrei hakol loital. Everyone's going to agree that there's no bittel. Rashi says, we'll see more about this tomorrow, but Rashi says that the reason there's no bittel in the seifa, because in the seifa there isn't as much of a hefsid as there is in the reisha. In the reisha, when you have a chaticha shal chatas tmeya, no one could eat it. So now if it's nesarev b'mei chaticha shal chatois tahirois, no one could eat it. So if we're going to say there's no bittel, then it's out. We're going to lose everything. The sefer, you have a chatichah shachatas tohoira that was nesarva with chulin. No one could eat it. A kohen could eat it. Because a kohen could eat the chatas tohoira, and the kohen could eat the chulin. It's just that a non-kohen can't eat it. So is there a hefsid for sure? It just went down in value because there's less demand for this. You can only sell to the kohanim. Truma generally was worth a lot less than chulin was. But at the same time, being that there isn't a hefsid meruba, all it is a hefsid muad. So it's for that reason, here we go, the chumra, and we say loital. But really, the seifa is going to be more negated tomorrow. What do you see from here? K'toni mias reisha. We need the reisha. And the reisha says tala. This was Rabbi Yochanan's grace araya. The chura, a fester raya. So the Gemara is going to say, now what did Rish Lakish respond? Amar Rabchi b'reid Rabhuna. So Rabchi b'reid Rabhuna said b'ni moicha. You have to say that Rish Lakish understood that the case of the chaticha and the case of the prusas lechem is talking about where it was nimoicha, where it had liquefied. And because it had liquefied, it wasn't in a state of where it's a davar chashiv, and for that reason, the halacha is it can be bottled. If it's talking about where it was liquefied, my time in the Rabbi Yehuda, why would Rabbi Yehuda argue? Rabbi Yehuda argued. Rabbi Yehuda said loital. So luchura bishloim, if we're dealing with a davar chashiv, I could hear where Rabbi Yehuda is going to at least come from without really going too deeply into it. But you understand the
the haschala of where Rabbi Yehuda is going to be coming from. But if it's nimoicha, so who would hold that it's not batal? So the Gemara says a very geshmak keteretz. Rabbi Yehuda l'tameh. This is Rabbi Yehuda l'shitasid amar nimbeminei lay batal. Rabbi Yehuda holds that baser and baser is never batal. This is Rabbi Yehuda shit in shas. He's the tana. He's the mara the shmaita that holds that nimbeminei is lay batal. So the Gemara says, I hear. So the answer according to Reish Lakish is talking about the reason the chaticha is batal is not because it's not chashim. No, he holds kol shadar gulimlay. It's really it's a davar chashim. Ego be gulim is a riot from his manas as the rabbon. So what's from the chaticha be chaticha is? It's because it was nimoicha. So the Gemara says, Avaloi nimoicha, mai loi tala. So basically, according to Reish Lakish, we're making a massive akimto. And really, if it was loi nimoicha, the halacha is loi tala. It wouldn't be bottles. If that's the case, adatani aval chaticha shal chatas tohirish and asarvi be mei chaticha shal chulun tohirish loi tala. If that's the case, then the seifa that wanted to tell me a case of loi tala, what was the case of the seifa? We changed the whole story. The first case was where the chaticha was tameh. And it was Nesarev with Chatichas that were Tahar. What was the second case? Where the Chaticha was Tahar, and it was Nesarev in Chulin. And with Tamid Alachas Loitala. Why do you have to jump to a different story? Why do you need that the halachic components of the story are different? Nifloik v'nisni bedida. We could stay in the same realm and say Azeh. But when is it true that if you have a Chaticha of Chatas Tmei that was Nesarev with Tahar, is that Alach is Tala, that's Bishani Maicha, because now it's not a Davar Chashim. I have a Loini Maicha, but if it was Loini Maicha, Loi Tala, why? Because now we're ready, it's a Davar Chashim. So this is a Kash according to Reish Lakish, according to Rabbi Yochanan. No, he didn't make the Kimta of Nimaicha. Anytime this Chaticha would be Nesarev, the Halacha would be Tala. But according to Reish Lakish, the only time it's Tala is it's Nimaicha, because if it was Loini Maicha, it's a Davar Chashim. So why wasn't that the Seifa? So the Gemara says, Tahiris, but Tahiris, Adafly. It's true the Tana maybe could have said that, but the Tana wanted to tell me the Chiddish that in the case of Tahiris, but Tahiris, even where it's because it's not such a big hefset, the halacha is loitala, ayin Rashi, and that was the point that we wanted to make, and therefore in the Sefer we spoke about a case of Tairis Petairis, which although it's true, we could have kept the same story of Tmei Petairis in the Sefer, and instead of it be talking about Nimoicha, but Medvar Mamurim, we could have said, oh, there is a case with halachas, it's going to be loibatal, and that is if it's a proper chaticha, and we're going to stop here. But again, just to recap a little bit what we did, because we mamish digressed, and that is the Mishnah said, Rabbi Yosi Reb Shimon Oimim, Adroigin is koin, Shanasa Bas Yisro, Machila Betruma, which at first glance is a Meir Dege Chiddish, and there's Machalik Rabbi Yechon Rishlokish, what it means. Rabbi Yochanan says, it means what it sounds like it means. Machila Betruma, because an Adroigin is a coin, Rabbi Yosi Reb Shimon is a vad. If he's a Vaday Zocher, he can get married. She's a Kenyan Kaspoy. She could eat Truma. She could eat Chazav Shaykh, by the way. Everything. Rish Lakish says no. And a Dragoness is only a Sophic Zocher, Sophic Nekeva. Sophic, you could eat Truma. Not always. Bizman Hazeh. Truma Bizman Hazeh, the Rabbanan. Bizman Hazeh, there is no such thing as Truma Deiraisa. So it's only now that this halacha is going to be true. And then the Gemara got into a whole side discussion of what Reish Lakish's makar is to the halacha that Truma Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbanon, and what emerged was is that he actually learned it from a Mishnah Masechtas Arla that says Rameyah's halacha that Kol Shadarku Limnois is not batal. That proves that anything that people sometimes count is considered a davar chashiv. He took that, applied it to a braisa that says three words, Igul Bi'igulim Oila. And from there, he formulated his opinion that Shumun Bezman Hazeh is the Rabbanan. We're going to get more into that tomorrow. But for today, we're Balchoyev on raid from yesterday's stuff. That is the Rashi in Parshas Chayesara, the very beginning of Parshas Chayesara. It's Rashi everybody knows. Vayiu Chayesara, Meya Shana, the Esrim Shana, the Sheva Shanim, Shnei Chayesara. So sorry, Imenu passes away. How old was she? She was 127 years old. But the Pasuk doesn't just say that Sarah was 127 years old. The Pasuk says, Vayiyu chayi Sarah meya shana. She was 100. The Esrim shana plus 20. The Sheva shana plus 7. You do the math. Shnei chayi Sarah. You know that Sarah was 127 years old. And Rashi asked the obvious question. Why didn't the Pasuk just say that Sarah was 127? Says Rashi, Lokach nichtov shana b'chol klal v'klal. The reason the Pasuk says it the way it says it is loy melacha shekolecha nidrish la'atzmai. It's to teach me a drasha. Bas kuf. When Sarah was 100 years old, she was kibas chaf lechet. She was as if she was 20.
as it relates to Avera.
How so? Ma baschof loichata.
Just like when a girl turns 20, she hadn't done any Averis yet. Shari ain't a bas oinchin, because she's not a bas oinchin. Af bas kuf beloichet. So too, when Sarah was 100, she hadn't done any Averis yet. U baschof ke bazayin liyoifi. Additionally, when she was 20, she was like she was 7 liyoifi.
The point is that the reason the pasuk was mentioned the way it was mentioned was Lajosh.
When she was 100, she was like someone that ordinarily is 20. And when she was 20, she was like someone that ordinarily is 7.
Bas kuf ki bas chof.
How so?
Ma bas chof loy chata shnare ena bas oinchin af bas kuf beloy chet.
Just like someone, when they turn 20, they haven't done any averis yet. The reason they haven't done any averis yet is because they're not a bas oinchin. So too, when Sari Mena was 100, she was like when she was 20, because she hadn't done any averis yet.
Poshipsha, what Rashi is saying is that a person is not a bar oinchin or a bas oinchin until they turn 20 years old.
Demesis, Rashi repeats this idea another time in his Pirush al HaTorah. It's in Parshas Korach. So the context over there is the end of the story of Korach, where everybody was killed. The pasuk says,
and then the earth opens up and everybody is completely consumed.
Take a look at how severe machloikis is.
Bezin shalmata doesn't punish a person until the person brings two Cyrus, meaning you're a gadol, you're a gdaila. At that point, bezin shalmata punishes. But bezin shalmaila doesn't punish a person once they become Barabbas Mitzvah. They wait until a person turns 20 years old. V'kan, and over here by that, that's Korach, Avdu Af Yoinkei Shadayim. Even the little children, even the Yoinkei Shadayim, even they were killed. Again, Rashi says that there's this idea that Bezin Shalmaila doesn't punish a person until the person turns 20 years old. Meaning, Bezin Shalmata, we know, punishes once a person turns Bar Mitzvah. So if someone's Bar Mitzvah, he's Mechal Shabbos, Bemezit with Edom and Asra, Talach is that this person is going to be Chayiv Misa. If someone is a Bar Mitzvah and he eats Nevela with Edom and Asra, he's going to get Malkus. That's all Bezin Shalmata. But as relates to Bezin Shalmaila, Rashi says it Beremiza in the beginning of Parshas Chayasara. Rashi says it very clearly in the middle of Parshas Korach. Bezin Shalmaila does not punish a person until the person turns 20 years old. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos says, Ben Esrim Lirdoif. Then when a person turns 20, Lirdoif, that's when he starts to chase. So the question is, what does Ben Esrim Lirdoif mean? So the Rav, the Bar Tanura, brings two pshatim in Ben Esrim Lirdoif. The second pshat in Ben Esrim Lirdoif, Zok the Rav, Pirish Achar, Ben Esrim Lirdoif, Oysoi Min HaShamayim. They stop being right of him. Min HaShamayim, Ula Hanisha Yal Maisav, She'ein Bezin Shamayim Manishin Pochas Mi Ben Esrim. Because Bezin Shamayim doesn't punish a person until this person turns 20 years old. So there's this idea that Bezin Shamayim doesn't punish until a person turns 20. And the truth is that there's a makar to this and a gemara. This is a gemara that we've talked about many times. We're not going to go through the whole arichas of the gemara, but the gemara is in Shabbos Pei Tesam and Beis, and the gemara describes just a scene of La'asad Lavoi, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is judging mankind. He wants to bring the geula, but he realized that the Yidden are short on schosim. Sevish is going to go to Avram Avinu, and he's going to try to get Avram Avinu maybe to be ma'orer schosim. Avram Avinu is not going to. Then he's going to go to Yaakov. It's also not going to work out. Finally, he's going to go to Yaakov, and the Gemara. He's finally going to go to Yitzchak, and the Gemara says Yitzchak is going to sit down kaviyochel with the Eibishter, and he's going to start negotiating with the Eibishter. The Gemara says, "Amalei the Yitzchak panecha chatu." The Eibishter is going to go to Yitzchak lasa lavoi, and he's going to say, "You know your sons will chayte. Amalei fun of ribayin shalom banai v'loy banecha." You're telling me, Yitzchak, your sons. What, they're my sons and they're not yours? When Klai Yisrael were makdim nasav nishma, then you said, b'ni b'chayri Yisrael, v'achshav, now that they sinned, they're banai v'loi b'necha, v'oid, says Yitzchak, kamachatu. How many averus could the Yidden have already done? So let's make a cheshbon. Kamashnois of shaladim. How long does a person live? Shivim shana, 70 years. Okay, dal esrin, knock out the first 20 years, the loy anshes alayu. You don't get punished for the first 20 years. Pashul uchamshin. So you're left with only 50. Okay, of the 50 years, dal chafei dileil vasa, 25 of those years, meaning it's half of his day, half his night. You know, 25 of the 50 years is night. What kind of averus could you do at night? Right, once upon a time, the world stopped at night. So really what you're left with is you're left with only 25 hours. No, of 25 years. Of the 25 years, dal taltisriu palga that sluye. Half of that time you're davening, umecha, you're eating with the Beis Akise. And you're in the Beis Akise. Sanu Pashalu Tarti Sri Upalga. You're already down to 12 and a half. So we started with 70, but we went from 70, we knocked out the first 20, you have 50. Of the 50, you know, the 25 years of nights, that's not negay. Of the 25 years of day, the 12 and a half, you're either davening or you're eating, you're in the Beis Akise. So the Gan Samais is 12 and a half years. He told him, not the Soivel Eskulamuto. If you want to take 12 and a half years, Ken Bashtein Ebishta. Vim Lav, and if not, Palga Alai. This is the classic Gemara. David says, Maskin and Klai Yisrael, they're going to be Mekalis, they're going to be Meshabech Yitzchak Avinu. But you see in this Gemara, that Yitzchak in his Cheshbon, when he did his back of the envelope arithmetic, took this number 70 and hacked it to Shticker, the first thing he did was his 20 years we take off the top. Or really off the bottom. Why? Because the first 20 years don't count. Because Bezdin Shomayla doesn't punish until a person turns 20. So really, this idea that Rashi brings in the beginning of Parashas Chayisah, the Rashi says in Parashas Korach, that the Rabbi Artanur in his second shot in the Mishnah Natsum, literally, it comes from an offering Gemara. It's in Gemara Mesach, the Shabbos, Daf Peites on the base. Now the truth is, that if you think about this Gemara for a second, the Gemara is a Pella. I mean, this whole concept, this whole idea that Bezin Shomayla doesn't punish until a person turns 20. I mean, if you take it at face value, it's really very difficult to understand. Why? Because Bezin Shomata punishes once a person turns Bar Mitzvah. So you're telling me that if Bezdin catches somebody doing an Avera, you're going to get punished. But in Shomayim, they're not going to punish you until you're 20 years old. Meaning, unless you're 20, you're not getting punished for doing an Avera. But Bez din shalmata, you get punished when you're 13. Abulamayla not. It's as if to say, you can do it, but don't get caught. Right? That's really what we're saying. Because if you get caught, Bez din shalmata is going to punish you. But Bez din shalmayla, we're going to look away. You have a free pass. You have nothing to worry about. Because we don't start cheshbening your beloichet until you turn 20 years old. Does that make sense? Right? I won't tell if you don't tell. As long as this day is between us, we're good to go. How could that even be? It has no havana in seichel. That if Bezdin catches you, is with Edom and Asra, you're nailed. Literally. Mises Bezdin. However, in Shemayim, they're not going to look at anything that a person did until he's 20. So l'chayre, it's muchach. It can't be that the pshat in this concept that already has a root in a Gemara, Shabbos Peites Amid Beis, is the pshutay shal mikra. And if it's not the pshutay shal mikra, then what really is it? And the truth is that there were several tshuvas that were written by Gedolei Yisrael on this topic, and the different Gedolei Yisrael, all in their own language, were bothered with this issue, and they all said, Upsha, just going to mention very, very, very quickly, three mahalchim from three Gedolei Yisrael. The first is, there's a tshuva from the Chacham Tzvi. The Chacham Tzvi was asked a kasha that we've talked about many times over the years. It's the Maral Miprag's kasha. The Maral asked the kasha that if Chazal say that a person doesn't become a bar unchen, bebezdin shalmaila, until he turns 20 years old. So why is it that someone that's 20 years old could bring a kar mechatas? When does a person bring a kar mechatas? He doesn't have air b'shoig, that had he done b'mezi, he would have been chayiv karis. Now, karis is an oynish bidei shamayim. If someone that is less than 20 is not subject to oynche shamayim, so freik them around me prag, are you talking that someone that's less than 20 could bring a kar mechatas? And the morale said it's poshit, that once a person turns bar mitzvah, he's not a katan anymore, now he could bring all the karbonis. He could bring a kar mechatas. Well, shamanu v'lo ra'inu that you can't bring a chatas until you're 20. So freik them around, but I don't understand. If the only time you bring a chatas if you do an aver that had you done amazing, it would have been chayiv karis. Karis is doch oynche shamayim. So if it's oynche shamayim, then luchura freik the maral, how is it possible that if someone doesn't have air from the age of 13 until 20, where l'chayri is not a bar karis, that he would bring a carbon chattas? So this question of the maral was sent to the Chacham Tzvi, and the Chacham Tzvi wrote a tshuva. In fact, the name of the tshuva is Yishuv Kushis Maral Miprag, and it's in Shail's tshuva, Chacham Tzvi, Chelik Aleph, it's Shaila Memtes. So first, the Chacham Tzvi says a pashta teretz. He says that this, that it's mavur, that the only time you bring a carbon chatas is if you do an aver that had you done b'mezid, would have been chayiv karis. It doesn't mean that you yourself, the perpetrator, would have been chayiv karis had you done a b'mezid. It's just a simen ba'alma, what kind of aver a person would have to do in order to have to bring a carbon chatas. It has to be a zasort aver, she's doing a karis. Punk, this person is not chayiv karis because this person is not 20 years old, and b'shamayim, we don't punish the person until he turns 20? I hear, m'seder. But the bottom line is, at the end of the day, it's a zasort avera for which a person would be chayiv karis, and that's enough in order for this person now, if he doesn't have a shoyg, to have to bring a kar mechatas. That's the poshut pshat, and that's the muschol rishon that the Chacham Tzvi said regarding this question. But he said, the Maral obviously didn't see it that way. And the Maral was bothered. At the end of the day, he held that a person that's less than 20 years old is not a bar kares. If he's not a bar kares, he shouldn't be chayev achatas either. Now, said the Chacham Tzvi, how did the Maral know that someone that's not 20 is not a bar kares? Because Rashi in the beginning of Chayes Sarah, Rashi in Parashat Kairach, the Rav Sekim Shat, the Gemara in Shabbos pay tes on the days. Because see, Bezen Shema doesn't punish a person until he's 20. So, the Chacham Tzvi, it's pasha to me that Gemara should not be taken literally. It can't be that in Shemayim a person has a free pass for anything that he does from the ages of 13 until 20. So what does it mean? So Zok the Chacham Tzvi, I'm not sure. But he starts thinking out loud on his paper. Maybe what it means is that sometimes, maybe that's what it means, sometimes you get a mulligan. Meaning once a person turns 20, so that's it. This chayku mishpat, this din v'cheshbin, this is the way it works. Kacha ze olech. But until a person's 20, I'm old. Abisha says, I hear, you know, you're only 16 and a half, I'm going to look the other way. Right? You're a teenager, we understand. Sometimes we're going to be a little more considerate. But the point is that it's a sometimes. And he says that when Yitzchak Avinu was handling with the Eibishter in Shabbos Peites, that's really what Yitzchak Avinu is saying. He's saying that sometimes we look the other way, Eibishter. So no, you already have a precedent for such an Inyan. So look away. This would be a good opportunity to do that. But he says maybe that's what it means. Then Chacham Tzvi says, I have another suggestion. Maybe what it means is that the Eibishter is not going to punish a person before he turns 20. But once he turns 20, there's going to be a Gilgul Shvuah, meaning he's going to be punished for everything that he did, even for things that he did before he was 20. Meaning, it's true that a person doesn't get punished before he's 20 for things that he did before he was 20. However, once he turns 20, at that point, he said it's pashit that the person is going to be punished even for things that he did before he was 20. Another Mahalach says, Chacham Tzvi, so maybe the pshat is that this that Bezin Shomayel doesn't punish until a person's 20 means in this world. So in this world, there's no oinish for an Avera until the person turns 20. But in Shemayim, there'll be oinchim for Averas that a person does once he's 13 years old. But either way, said the Chacham Tzvi, whichever pshat you want to go with, it's pashit that there's an oinish for things that people do even before they're 20 years old. What does it mean, Bezin Shemayel? Maybe it means sometimes. Maybe it means we wait until he's 20, but then he can get punished even on this world. Or maybe it means only in Shemayim he's going to be punished, but Ba'ilam Azeh is not going to be punished. But Yech Shiyah, whatever it is, it can't be literally, and that's the way he's Meyasha the Morales Kasha. But again, the Chacham Tzvi said, for sure, it doesn't mean that you can take this Chazal too literally. That's the first tshuva. The second tshuva is a tshuva that was written by the Noi Debi Yehuda. The Noi Debi Yehuda, this is also one of the most famous tshuvas in Noi Debi Yehuda. We've talked about this in different times. Every time there's another knetch that you take out. The case is there was a child that died. They buried the child, the Chevra Kaddish, and they realized after they buried the child that they never gave the child a bris milah. The question was, should they take the child out of the kever, which is an Indian of Nivul Ames, and should they give the child a bris milah? And they sent this question to the Noi Debi Yehuda. So Noi Debi Yehuda said that really at the core of this question is there cherdas adin for a katan or not? Meaning when a person passes away, he has to give din v'cheshbin, and it's very, very scary. It's very frightening. It's what's known as cherdas adin. We spend our whole lives preparing for that. And that's a very, very frightening moment. The question is, a katan. Katan was never chayv mitzvahs. So if a katan was never chayv mitzvahs, certainly a katan that's this young never could have done anything. So is there cherdas adin or is there not cherdas adin? This is the question that the Noi Debi said is really at the crux. This is at the core of this shayla. From there, the Noi Debi goes in to talk about Gilgulim. So it's interesting because he starts talking about Kabbalah. But the bottom line is, this is at the core of the question, said the Noi Debi Yehuda. So Toich Dvarov, he discussed this idea that Bezin Shamayla doesn't punish a person until the person turns 20 years old, says the Noi Debi Yehuda. Uledaiti loy mistaber shlo yeh shum oyne shamayim ala odom koydem esrim shana. Since it can't be, because if that would be the case, nimtza oylem hefker v'yiratzeach esrei eyuk shlo yeh shum edim v'yinah v'yasa kol ha-tevis Hashem. Like we said earlier, basically you're going to tell a person, do it, just don't get caught, right? Just make sure there's no edim, because you're not going to be punished. So what then is the pshat? Says the Noi Debi Yehuda, l'dayti ha-kavono sheba oylem hazeh in HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyn shebechayiv koydem esrim shana. Aval acha misa kol maisei odom kol yumei chayiv mishigil l'chlal das. He says one of the three pshatim that the Chacham Tzvi said that avada person is going to be punished for things that he did before he was 20. It's just in this world he's not going to be punished. Where he's going to be punished is in the next world. But either way, the Noi Debi Yehuda, like the Chacham Tzvi said, you can't take this chazal literally. It's impossible. What does it mean? So good, Noi Debi Yehuda took the pshat that he liked of the three pshatim of the Chacham Tzvi, and this is the pshat that he suggested in this tshuva, which is in Yeridea, Madura Tinyana, Simin Kuf Sam Mechdal. But either way, this is what he said. A third and final tshuva, just worth mentioning, and that is a tshuva from the Hilge Chacham Sofer. And this is in Yeridea, it's tshuva Kuf Nun Hei. So the question over there was also very, very interesting. The question was, it was a person who was over one of the vestos. He was over a vest, and Bishas Tashmish, his wife had a hargasha, which meant that she became a nida. So it turned out this person was Ba al Ishtay Nida. And he sent the shayla to the Chacham Sofer. He wanted to know what he should do. Midarkei Atshuva. The question was, what should he do? Because it turns out that he was Ba al Nida. Now, Toich Dvarev in the Tshuva, he mentions to the Chacham Sofer that his wife is Racha Bishanim. She's young. Vlohigil Baschof. She's younger than 20 years old. So the Chacham Sofer wrote a tshuva. And then at the end of the tshuva, he tells the shayol, you know, you mentioned to me that your wife is young. She's not even 20. I'm not sure why you mentioned that. I'm assuming the reason is because, you know, the Chazal say that a person who's less than 20 years old is not a bas oinchin. And as a result, some stummy you're trying to say that she doesn't have to worry. Because she's anyways not a bas oinchin. You have to worry, but she doesn't have to worry. So the Chacham Sofer says, if that's what you meant, I'm assuming, you're making a toast. Because even though it's true, Chazal say that someone that's not 20 is not a bar oinchin, but at the same time, it doesn't mean literally. So what does it mean? And the Chacham Sofer has his own patent. Says the Chacham Sofer, I think what it means is that there are certain things that are aser, but they're not mefurish in the Torah that they're aser. There are certain averos that throughout history were averos, but not psukim in the Torah, not things that are mamish mefurish. And it was those things, maybe, where you have this idea that someone that's not 20 is not going to. For example, what happened by the Adas Koirach? Adas Koirach, this was a Hirah Shah where they went and they challenged. Sari Imenu, Rashi in the beginning of Parashas Chayisara. Sari Imenu is handling, we're talking about the mitzvahs that she did. Sari wasn't chayv in mitzvahs. It was kain man taira. So whenever you have a zasar situation where it's not a black and white thing, so maybe over there we can say that for someone that's less than 20, he's not going to be punished. But again, the Chacham Sofer, like the Noi de Yehuda, I like the Chacham Tzvi, Kulam ki ishach b'lei vecha, they all said the same thing. They all said that this idea that you find that someone that's not 20 is not a bar oinchin, is not a bas oinchin, it's not Pashup Shah. Mikra is Yoitse Midei Pshutai. What does it mean? So maybe it means like the Chamtzi's first pshat. It means only sometimes. Maybe it means that that once the person turns 20, we'll get punished for everything they did earlier. Maybe it means like the third pshat of the Chamtzi, which was the pshat that the Noi Debi Huda liked, that it's only B'Olam HaZed that the person doesn't get punished. But Shemaim is going to get punished. Chacham Sofer said maybe it means only for certain types of things. Things are not Dvar Mam B'Furash and B'Tayra. But Yech Shiyah. To take it literally that night. But also, what emerges is that even though a person becomes bar mitzvah when he's 13, and a girl becomes bas mitzvah when she's 12, but at the same time, there's a second shear. What that means, the achrayim weren't sure. But for sure, there is a second shear. So there's the first bar mitzvah, and then there's the second bar mitzvah. When a person turns 20, it's already a whole nother madrega. So the question is, what happens when a person turns 20? Why, when a person turns 20, does everything change? The truth is, we've spoken about so many times the Chacham Sofer in his tshuva, he brings the tshuva sarash, that bar mitzvah is halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Right? That's the question. Does Ben Noach have a bar mitzvah? The Rambam says the Bnei Noach don't have all the halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. But Pashit, it's a halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. What is Ben Esrim? What exactly happens when a person turns 20? So, no groisa chedushim. We're not undecking America. But I think the Pashup Shad is, again, I think this is Pashup. The Pashup Shad is, it's mavur in different Gemaras. And one of them is the Gemara that we learned yesterday. That when a person turns 20, it's a shir in gadlus. When a person turns 20, there seems to be some hisbagros, some maturation that takes place, some level intellectually that the person reaches and the person achieves, and that happens when the person is 20, and as a result, the person then is more achroy on what he does, and it's for that reason, not only is he going to get punished b'day Adam, but this hoysofas k'nech, that then now he's a bar oinchin, even b'nei shemayim, that's going to go into play as well. A mefurish gemara, maybe. Gemara is a mesechtes bava basra, at the very, very end, af kuf non heyam aleph. The gemara that they discuss is a very interesting halacha. A man died, he left over yarshim, this is not yavamis, he left over yarshim, and he left over property. Specifically, real estate. The Gemara discusses me'emasai moichem nichsayachiv. This person who just yarshin the real estate of his father, toiv hametiv, now he has a chiyuv to go I mean, now he wants to sell it. What? How old does he have to be in order for him to be able to sell it? Hera Gemara. Rav Amar Rav Nachman. Rav said the name Rav Nachman ben Shmoy Nasri. When he turns 18 years old. Rav Huna Bar Chinen Amar Rav Nachman. Rav Huna Bar Chinen said the name Rav Nachman ben Esrim Shana. When he turns 20 years old. So, this person that just Yarshin the Nechasim can only sell when he turns either 18 or he turns 20. The Rambam and all the Rishonim Paskin, like the second Lishon of the Gemara. That's when he turns 20. So if someone Yarshins Karka from his father, he's not allowed to sell it until he turns 20 years old. It's a Chiddush Nifla. A child, when he becomes Bar Mitzvah, he can do whatever he wants. It's Chayvim Mitzvahs, he can transact, he can get married. He can't sell real estate. He can't sell a property until he turns 20. What's Pashup Shah? So listen to Lashoyne Azov Shalom Mechaber. The Mechaber brings this halacha. Mechaber says that once somebody turns 13, at that point, he's allowed to do whatever he wants. This is in Hilchas Geschäft. His own karka. Shekana, he purchased it. Or someone gave it to him as a gift. But if somebody yarshins karka in other cases as well, I'm skipping, then the halacha is ain memkari memkari. He's not allowed to sell it until he turns 20. Until he turns 20. Even though he brought shtei cyrus, betiv masu matam, and he's even a shtickel of soicher. He's a natural. Doesn't matter. Because we're afraid he may sell cheap. Because he's meshuchet, someone's waving money. Say he wants it. And his das is not meyushev enough. Then already it's game on. Then the halach is he's really allowed to do whatever he does. But it seems like there's some level of maturation that happens. Maybe it's because, like the Mechaber says, you've been around long enough. But the point is that once a person reaches a certain age, not a teenager anymore, he's 20, so at that point he's already considered to be Nesiyash V'daitai, and then the halach is that if he wants to sell, this is something that he'd be able to sell. Yesterday we discussed, when does a Saris and when does an Islandess become Baron Bas Mitzvah? Like, when does that happen? They don't bring Shtei Cyrus. It doesn't happen in 12 and 13. So when does it happen? Machlis Beishol Beishol Beishama and Rabbi Eliezer. Not surprisingly, we paskin like Beis Hillel. B'shaim b'bokim Beis Hillel zayin in Mishnah. And Rabbi Eliezer shamuti. So not a lot of suspense. So we paskin like Beis Hillel. We paskin, that's when a person turns 20. What's 20? The Teretz says 20 is an age of hispagrus. On some level, a person matures at 20. L'may nafkimina, you're murach roy. Now you can sell karka. Now even the Saris and the island has become Gedolim. And now you're going to be chayiv on everything. You're going to become a bar oichin, even b'dinei shamayim. In other words, this number 20 isn't just some number that we pulled out of a hat. It's based on a metzius. It's based on a metzius that a person matures. He's nesiyashiv on a certain level. And if, right, a person's only chayiv. You're only achroi for things that you do. For something, if you're a bar hochi, if you're a bar das. And it's for that reason that you need. Das is something that you don't just get in 1 second. You become bar mitzvah, you become a bar das. But apparently, as you get older and older, your das increases, maybe, you know, some ebbs and flows, and maybe some fluctuation along the way. But eventually, when you turn 20, then already it's considered more b'shleimus adas. And it's because it's considered more b'shleimus adas. At that point, you're 20. Now already you're going to be achroi l'chol onyon. There's other makaris to this also, by the way. But then already you're going to be achroi l'chol onyon. I think it's pasha. But in case you're not convinced, I think I have two mefurish arayas, two often arayas, we're going to end with this, two clutter arayas to what we're saying. And that is the idea, your person becomes a barayin when he's 20, it's related to the fact that now you become more of a bardas, as a result, you're more achrei for what you did, and as a result, you're going to be a barayin, even for things that maybe ordinarily you wouldn't have been a barayin for. The first arayah is a gemara, also we talk about so often, the imbeis medrash play chiddish, and that is, gemara mesach, this brachas, taflam et alef amabeis, but the gemara discusses Chana, who was married for many years, she had no children, she davened, and finally she was zoicha to have a child. The child was Shmuel. She had promised to Eibishter that if you give me a child, I'm going to give him up to you. And she fulfilled her promise, and she brings Shmuel to Eli HaKoyin. He's the God of Adar, he's also the Kohen Gadol. And Shmuel is now in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where he is, and he's involved with what all the Kohanim are doing. In the Gemara, in Brachis, the Gemara discusses that Maisa Shahaya Kachaya, Shmuel was Moir Alacha Bifnei Rabbi. And because Shmuel was Moir Alacha Bifnei Rabbi, Eli Paskin, that Shmuel was chayv misa. They were looking for a kohen to do shechita. Shmuel said, isn't shechita k'sher bizarre? Eli said, you're right, but you're married alocha b'fnei rabbi. And as a result, he was chayv misa. And Eli comes to Chana and says, unfortunately, I have to tell you, your son is chayv misa. And Chana starts crying. He says, don't worry about it. I promise to give you a bracha. You'll have another child. Ela narazeh hispalalti. And the rest is history. The Marsha, Alatar, asks, then how could Shmuel have been chayev misa for being married alocha b'fnei rabbi? He says, if you do the math, Shmuel was in Gansen 2 years old. So if he was 2 years old, so it comes out he was a katan. A katan is never chayev anything. So if that's the case, Shmuel is chayev misa, he's not chayev misa. Es doch gewen a katan. As I freak the Marsha, and for the Marsha, you have to say that when Eli was paskening that Shmuel was chayev misa, it didn't mean he was going to give him misa's bezden. That's never what was going to happen in that Gemara. What he meant was he was going to paskin that Shmuel's chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. That's what he was going to do. He was paskining that Shmuel is chayiv misa b'dei shamayim. As I Dr. Marsha, is makshama oilam? The Marsha made the Gemara better? He made it worse. B'dei ne adam, oinchin is when a person turns 13. B'dei ne shamayim, it's even 20. So if he's 2 years old and he's not chayiv and oinchin b'dei ne adam, kal v'chayim, ben b'noishlam, kal v'chayim, he's not chayiv b'dei ne shamayim. As I fret the velt of the Marsha. The Noi de Yehuda in his tzlach on this Gemara in Masechtas Brachos toich dvarav, he answers this kasha. Snok the Noi de Yehuda, you have to say that although it's true that Bezin Shomayla doesn't punish a person until he's 20, however, quote, here's the line: Kilefi roiv chachmasai ro'u lahanishai. Kefi roiv chachmasai of a person, he's ro'u lahanishai. He's now someone that maybe deserves to be punished. Av shekoton ene baroinshin. And even though a katan is not a baroinchin, a bezeh shechachim tuva, but someone like Shmuel who was chachim tuva, baroinchin who? Lefi chachmasai, he's going to be a baroinchin. Who cares about how smart he is? If someone's a genius, you have a wunderkind, he's 6 years old, doesn't put a tefillin, he's not chayv in mitzvahs, so who cares lefi chachmasai? The teretz is because 20 is not really a number. The whole idea of 20 is it's a simon of his bagrus. Okay, it's a simon of his bagrus. And Shemayim, we don't punish until we're 20. You know, Shemayim, you don't punish a person until he's on that level of maturity, he understands on this oifen, with halachas, we can punish him. But let's say you have someone like Shmuel, who's a chachem tuva, so lefi roiv chachmasai, roi lanishai. It's beforeish lechayr in this tzlach. Merging it with this Marsha, that 20 is not a number, but it's really more of a sign of his vagus. But there's even more of a Mefurash Araya. And that is the Rishonim in Parshas Bereshis on the Pasuk that says, Hein ha'odam hoya ka'achad mimenu. The context over there is Vayomer Hashem Elokim. Hein ha'odam hoya ka'achad mimenu lodas toy v'ra v'ato pen yishlach yodoy v'lokach kam yitzachayim v'ochel oyla. So this is in the immediate aftermath of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas. And the Eibishter commented and he said, Ha'odam was hoya ka'achad mimenu. He's literally like one of us. So the Rishonim quote a Medrash that says as follows. Hoya gematria chof. The word hoya, hey yud hey, is gematria 20. Amar bar kapara. Bar kapara said, keben chof shana hoyu Adam v'chava. Adam and Chava were like 20 years old at that time. The in manishim and ashamayim, achiye ben chof shana. And shamayim, they don't punish a person until they turn 20. Ubezin shomata manishim is a heavy base Cyrus. Imagine. So what does it mean? Vayomer Hashem Elokim hein ha'odam hoya ka'achad mimenu. It's because the Eibishter just punished Adam and Chava. He got oinchin b'dinei shamayim. Right? They didn't get. There was no bezdin that punished them. The Eibishter punished them. So it's b'dinei shamayim. Aye, isn't there a halacha that you don't get punished until you're 20? The teretz is ha'odam was hoya. Adam was 20 years old. Amar bar kapara, he was keben shana hoyu Adam v'chava. So Rav Kasher, in his Torah Shlema, in his commentary on this Medrash, he brings this Medrash on this Pasuk, it's Perek Gimel Pasuk Chav Beis. So he says that it's Pashut, that this Joshua Bar Kapara is Matim with another Medrash. There's a Medrash Rabbah where the Medrash says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Adam v'chava kibnei chav shana nivru. They were born 20 years old. Right? What's the Tzushtel? The Tzushtel is because we know when did Adam and Chava eat from the Eitz Hadas? The day that they were born. The Gemara Sanhedrin says the first hour this, second hour that, third hour that. But it happened that day. Erev Shabbos is the day they were born. Erev Shabbos is the day that they ate from the Eitz Hadas. It was the day that they were punished, etc. It all happened in one day. So, says Rav Kasher, it's Pashut. This is the Tzushtel. It's two Midrashim that are saying the same thing. That Adam and Chava were born when they were 20 years old. Oh, but the problem is, they weren't 20 years old. It happened the day that they were born. So what does it mean they were born 20? Right? The men are saying the same thing.
But it's not true. It's factually incorrect. 4 hours later, they already did the Avera. Not even one day old. So what does it mean they were 20 years old? So Zokrav Kasher, the Pshat is Pashit. What does it mean, Bezin Shomayla punishes a person when he's 20? It means that a person when he's 20 has a certain Shleimus Hadas. So if he has a certain Shleimus Hadas, now this person can be punished. Adam and Chava were Nivru Kiben Esrin. When they were born, they were Haya. They were already 20 years old. This was Adam Arishan Kaidam Achet. He was born in a Zman where he had Tachlis Hadas, right? Vayeda Adam as Chava. He had Das. It was Tachlis Hadas the Torah is made. So you see his Das was Bishleimos. If his Das was Bishleimos, so therefore he's like a Ben Esrim. He's like a Ben Esrim. Therefore he can be punished. But it's Klor Lachayra. Aside from the Tzlachim Rachis Laman Aleph Amaveis, and for sure from this Medrash, that 20 is not really a number. What 20 is, it's a stage of maturation. And the truth is, the Rav said that that's Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Ben Esrim Lirdoif. If you think about it, the Mishnah says Ben Esrim Lirdoif. Ben Arbam Labina, Ben Chamisham Le'etza. It seems that Das and wisdom, it's not something that happens in one shot. Right, a cotton is not a bar Das, and then somebody becomes bar mitzvah, boom. And now all of a sudden you have your Shleimus Adas that you're going to have. Acquiring Das is really, it's a lifelong journey. And even Chazal said there are milestones. 13, now you're bar mitzvah. Now you're chayiv and mitzvahs. Now you're at the point where, yeah, you're responsible for what you did. But even that responsibility is a little, there's an asterisk next to it. You have to read the fine print, and that is, it's only B'dinei Yodam, it's not B'dinei Shemayim. What does B'dinei Shemayim mean? I hear it, Chav Tzvi, Naid B'Yehuda, the Chsam Seifer. There's other tshuvas that were written on this. You have to know exactly what it means. But you're not 100% achray. Then a person turns 20, and 20 is a very, very big deal. Right, the Gemara says that once a person turns 20, he has more of a chiv to get married, him a kindness approval. Then already, that person is on a higher level of das. By the way, it could be it's because Vayeda Adam Eschava is das. And therefore, maybe there's more of a chiv. That's what really Purufu is on a deeper level. Now the person's more of a bardas. Maybe there's more of a tfiyah. But the bottom line is that 20 is more. And then even later on, there's 40, there's 50. Acquiring das is clearly one of life's journeys and struggles and trials and tribulations. And we'll end here.